The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome to Happy Hour. I'm happy to be with all of you this evening. And it's been a lovely day to step back and reflect on what we do during these evenings. These four Brahma Viharas, which are sometimes translated as four divine abidings. That sounds really nice, being able to spend time, hang out in something that feels elevating and divine. But stepping back with a bit of a broader perspective to reflect on what these meditations, what these qualities actually bring to the heart and mind. They offer something valuable in how we can develop as mindfulness practitioners as we go along the path to freedom from suffering. So there's something about our development, the unfolding of the path that these have to offer. And they also offer qualities that just in daily life cultivate and support positive relationships with other people and with ourselves as well. If you think about it, we are highly social mammals. From birth onward, we need one another to survive. And our entire culture and society is based on interdependence, or what Thich Nhat Hanh called interbeing. We collaborate on a really huge scale to provide for ourselves and each other with dwellings, heat, light, food, education, employment, transportation, medical care, and all fields of human engagement, all fields of study and activity. Because we're so interdependent, so interlocked with one another, we could say we have very much in common in terms of fundamental needs, but we also have a lot of differences in terms of our desires, what we like, what we want, what we think we need. We have differences in terms of what we are aversive towards, what we dislike, don't want, the stuff we try to avoid. And we differ in terms of how our lives condition us in these factors, as well as how our lives may condition areas where we're unaware or confused. So these differences and the way we handle them result in interactions that either add to our sense of connection with each other or create difficulty between us. So we can consider what these four Brahma Viharas, these four divine abidings of kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity, what these do actually to help us deepen our connection with others and with ourselves, what they do to help us heal from the adverse effects or the unwanted effects of our desires, aversions, and delusions, the things that separate us from each other. So this evening, as we meditate, the invitation will be to notice whatever is present in the heart and mind as we go through the evening. There may be conditions you're bringing in from your day, your week, your month, or there may be just newly arising things that happen this evening. The invitation will be to notice whatever comes up, whatever persists, whatever passes, and to bring each or one of these divine abidings to whatever's present, and then notice what happens. So with that, let's meditate together. And giving yourself plenty of time to acknowledge what's present right now. There may be states of body, states of heart, states of mind that are following you from your day, still present somewhat, or there may be new things that are coming up in any moment of meditation this evening. Perhaps it's sometimes useful to take a few longer, slower, or deeper breaths. And to voluntarily release or bring softening or ease to any tension, any preoccupations that are present. Wherever it's possible to soften what's extra, we can use the out-breath to help us with that releasing. And of course, allowing, settling into awareness of whatever is here in the body, feelings, and mind. Whatever's most obvious in awareness is perfectly fine as it is. We want to notice what's present. We want to allow everything without exception. There's no need to go out and try to find any experience or to have a specific type of experience here. Whatever comes up in the moment, that's what we want to be aware of. There's no right or wrong experience. Whatever's coming up, it could be pleasant, it could be unpleasant, it could be neither, it could be sort of neutral. Just receiving and allowing into the awareness what's here right now. And allowing it at whatever pace it presents itself. That might be rapid or slow or any pace, and the pace could vary over the course of the evening. Letting mindfulness match what's coming into awareness, what's passing out of awareness. Meet it. Be present with it. Allow it some breathing room. If there's a prominent mood or flavor to what is arising, acknowledging that. Allowing that experience, allowing that flavor to be known. Could be anything. There could be a sense of welcoming experience, or very slowly noticing what it is, resisting it, being distracted from it, having it be quite clear. There could be a calm with which we are present with it, or agitation. Our goal here is not to have a particular kind of experience, but just to notice what's arising, what's here. And perhaps reflecting for a moment whether it might be supportive to extend some kindness to what is arising in awareness right now. Quietly whispering in the mind, kind wishes for what's arising and passing, for our experience this evening. May you be well. May you be safe and free from harm. May you be happy. May you be at ease. Allowing your experiences and these wishes of kindness to fill the heart, fill the mind, fill the body. Taking our time, allowing, not demanding, but just inclining the mind towards wishes for well-being. Wishing these experiences safety, freedom from harm. Inclining wishes for contentment and happiness. Sending wishes for ease. Living with ease, living in peace. Perhaps even creating kindness phrases of your own for whatever is coming to awareness. Allowing awareness to naturally flow towards whatever is most obvious as you continue to meditate. Receiving experience, recognizing it, allowing it space. Experiencing what is being known as it persists or hangs around, or even if it's just a fleeting awareness of something. A tiniest sense of something that appears. Greeting each experience with acceptance, some sense of, yes, you're here. I'm knowing this. And if what is arising has a sense of dissatisfaction or stress or suffering, perhaps it might be just supportive to quietly incline the mind towards compassion for this experience. Allowing yourself to feel care for any distress. Perhaps a tender wish or thought. Lightly in the mind, I care about the suffering and the toll that it's taking. Allowing that compassion to fill the heart and mind. May this suffering come to an end. Without the demand that it do so, just the quiet caring. May suffering come to an end. If a particular person appears associated with this, sending the caring and compassion towards their suffering as well, May your suffering come to an end. May all suffering come to an end. Not as an agenda, but rather a simple recognition of the resonance in the mind and heart of suffering. Just as we don't wish to suffer, others don't wish to suffer. May this suffering come to an end. Whether it's large or very subtle. Continuing to allow awareness to show you whatever is most obvious as it arises, as the meditation continues. No need to hold the mind in one place, allowing it to flow, allowing experience to be received. Perhaps what's arising, what's most obvious, are wholesome states that feel helpful. Could be simply experiencing the stillness, some sense of settling in the meditation. A little contentment or ease. It can be supportive and cultivate more wholesome qualities by greeting these states with appreciative joy, sympathetic joy. May this happiness continue and grow. May these wholesome qualities continue to be cultivated. I'm happy for this contentment, this ease. May it continue. Or I feel ease or happiness or contentment in some relationship about some person in my life. May their happiness continue. And as the meditation continues, allowing experience to be received, however it arrives, no need to hang on to anything at all. And perhaps noticing any qualities of stability or equanimity that are present. Could be any kind of stillness that's here. Or a settledness in the mind, in the body. May this stability continue. Perhaps allowing it to grow, to flourish. Feeling as stable as a mountain sitting here. Or if you're noticing that awareness is bringing experiences that are coming and going more as ups and downs, perhaps it's supportive to cultivate equanimity by inclining the mind towards it with these wishes. Conditions change. Experiences arise and pass. May I simply receive what is arising and passing with some stability. May I allow experience to flow through with some equanimity about it. Yes, life has ups and downs. Things come and go. Based on causes and conditions, not upon my wishes for them. May I simply bring clear awareness to that flow of what it is to be human. And as we continue the meditation in silence, allowing any of these qualities of kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, or equanimity to greet the flow of experience as it's received in awareness. It's really worth it to realize that these qualities that we're cultivating deliberately during these evenings are also things that tend to grow naturally during our progress in meditation, in mindfulness. You know, as we see how ill will operates in the world or operates in ourselves or our own lives, gradually the awareness starts to arise how much better it feels to be kind to ourselves when others are kind to us, and to stop fighting with experience. In the same way, as we recognize how much harm is done in the world, and how much harm perhaps we've been through in our own lives, this quality of compassion comes up, and it comes up even just in sitting, being compassionate towards pain that comes up in the body or difficulty that arises in the mind, feelings that are not pleasant that come up. Over time, we start to feel more compassionate towards that. We also start to recognize that it's really valuable to fully appreciate and allow when positive qualities come up, when wholesome, helpful things arise, to actually spend time feeling that, appreciating it, and knowing it helps to cultivate more. It actually reinforces those qualities in us in daily life as well as in sitting practice. And then the more we stay with this over time, stay with a regular meditation practice, stay with mindfulness in daily life, the more we become equanimous. We start to find that we can respond to things as they arise, even tough things, instead of just reacting or getting really torn up, you know, yanked around by experience. So just an invitation to appreciate as you go through your daily life and as you reflect on your experiences in meditation and in mindfulness, to see these qualities as they come up. So I, as always, think it's a wonderful opportunity to be inspired by other people in this group. The structure of these evenings is particularly wonderful for that. So we're going to have about 10 minutes in small breakout groups of about 3 people each. And the invitation for these breakout groups is to offer one thing at a time and then allow each other person to have their turn without crosstalk, without offering advice, without interruption. Just wholeheartedly offer what you have to say and then listen with care to what somebody else is sharing next, and watch what comes up in your own heart. Then finally, to share whatever feels comfortable for you, and you can share a lot, or meaning deeply, or you can share something that feels safe. But then when we come back to the large group, please keep what was said confidential, and you can share your own response or inspirations or questions. And thank you, Terrence, for your note about my bell being awfully soft. I appreciate knowing that. So with this, we'll go into the breakout rooms. If you find yourself alone, don't worry. I'll find you and I'll put you in another one. So see you in 10 minutes.